Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, I would like to teach you how to say bridge in Chinese. We have Ali Alcott with us. Ali is a Chinese student in Taipei. Hi, Ali, 你好。
你好，你好吗？
我好，谢谢。Right, bridge. You study at Cambridge.
I did, yes. I studied at Cambridge.
Right.
Which has a bridge in the name.
Yeah, there's a bridge in the name.Let's learn about the bridge and then think about other bridges later. The way to say bridge in Chinese, 桥.
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 Yeah, it's the second tone. So we go up and then the sound, 桥, is quite a tricky one. 桥.
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 Yeah, so 桥 is the physical bridge.Going across the rivers or going across some other obstacles or just sometimes just for the convenience. And then it's a physical stuff, but also we can use that as a metaphor, just like English. Like, for example, the reason I'm doing Chinese is I really want to bridge the gap between the East and the West. So we can say, yes, this is another 桥 as well as a metaphor. 桥.
桥.
Yeah. And then in real life, there are small bridge and big bridge.So, small bridge, we say 小桥。
小桥。
And then, for the big bridges, especially the ones which has the cars and trains and high-speed railways going on, then we say 大桥。
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 Yeah, 大 is very big. And then, to say, you know, some type of bridge which is suspension, we call them 吊桥。
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 吊桥.
Yeah, it's the fourth tone. The character, there's a mouth on top, and then there's another character showing the hanging device. So that's called, there's a suspension. And they basically just drew it. And we call the word 吊.
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 Yeah. And 吊桥 is the suspension bridge. 吊桥.
吊桥.
Yeah. So suspension bridge, in the ancient time, they were made by the ropes.So you can probably see it still between the valley and then in the mountains. So the rope bridge is also called 吊桥. And then in the UK, for example, across the Thames, there's a very big suspension bridge, the Millennium Bridge, also the 吊桥.
Ah, 吊桥.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if it's big or small, it's a 大桥 or 小桥. The sort of the concept of suspension is the same for the tiny road bridge.Or the rope bridge or the big Millennium Bridge across the Thames. So they are all called 吊桥.
吊桥.
Yeah. And Cambridge, this place, they also have a Chinese name. 剑桥.
剑桥.
Yeah. 剑 means sword. So the sword bridge is Cambridge. 剑桥.
剑桥.
And then another way of saying it is 康桥.
康桥.
Yeah. 康桥.
康桥.
Yeah, 康 is the first tone, and then that means healthy or prosperous. 康.
康桥.
康桥. And really no right or wrong. You can see both in many different literature. Basically, what happened was a couple hundred years ago, when Chinese people first heard about Cambridge, they had to find a way to translate it. So bridge is 桥. That was easy.But then Cam, they really couldn't find a suitable character to represent Cam. So as a result, they sort of found some characters which has similar pronunciation. And some people said 剑, some people said 康, and people use both of them. So there's no right or wrong, it's just different convention.
Thank you, that's very helpful.
Yeah, 剑桥. So to say the University of Cambridge, then we just need to put university behind剑桥 or 康桥, then we say 大学。
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 Yeah, so this character big keeps coming back. 大。
大。
学 is study. 大学。
大学。
Yeah, so University of Cambridge, 剑桥大学。
剑桥大学。
So are there 桥 in 剑桥?
There are many 桥 in 剑桥.
Right. Yeah, I know there's a Magdalen Bridge, right?
Yes, that was my college.
Oh.
I was living next to Magdalen 桥.
Yeah, Magdalen 桥. Right. Do you know that the longest 桥 in the world is in China?
Is it? I did not know that.
And even the second longest is also in China.
Where are they?
Right, okay. The longest one is connecting between Danyang and Kunshan. So there are two cities in China, but even a lot of people may not heard them. They are quite big. Mm. There were so many mega cities in China. So Danyang and Kunshan, the length of the bridge is 164 kilometers.
Wow, that is very long.
Yeah, 164 kilometers, and it's part of the high-speed railway connecting between Shanghai and Beijing. So if you take the high-speed railway, when you travel there now, then a big part of it is the whole bridge.
Ah.
Danyang Kunshan.
I've been on that train.
Yeah, Danyang Kunshan Da Qiao.
Oh.
So Danyang is a city, and Kunshan is another city. So that's the two ends connecting each other. Danyang Kunshan Da Qiao. And then the second biggest one is the Tianjin Da Qiao, also of course in Tianjin near there, and it's 113 kilometers.
Wow.
So the length of the bridge is the width of the Taiwan island. So imagine Taiwan as a small island, and you connect from the far east to the far west, and then the whole space is covered by a bridge.
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and so I think the third one was in Thailand.
Well, there aren't any bridges that big in Cambridge, despite the name.
I think they were like a 5 meters long modeling bridge yeah. from my memory. It's made out of stones. Yeah, okay. So to describe the long bridge, let's learn another word. Chang.
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 Second tone, chang.
Chang.
Chang. Yeah, and then you can say, oh, this bridge, 这座桥.
这座桥.
这座桥, 这, that means this.
Mm-hmm.
座 is the unit for the bridge. 座.
座.
So this bridge, 这座桥,
这座桥,
好长,
好长,
yeah, so long, very long, 好长,
好长,
yeah, so 这座桥, 好长, this bridge is very long, 这座桥, 好短, 短 means short,
短,
so this bridge is very short, so the modeling bridge, 好短,
好短.
Yeah, but then the Danyang Kunshan Grand Bridge, it's 好长.
好长.
Yeah, and then when we describe the big bridge, we say 大桥, if you remember.
大桥.
大桥. There's a bridge in London called London Bridge.
Yes.
So we can say 伦敦大桥.
伦敦大桥.
Yeah, 伦敦 is the Chinese way of saying London. So 伦敦大桥.
伦敦大桥.
Yep. Have you heard about there's also another 伦敦大桥 in Arizona?
No, I haven't.
Right. Okay. That was a story back to the 1967, roughly. The 伦敦大桥 was sort of falling apart. So that was for sale. And somehow, a very wealthy person in Arizona decided to buy that bridge. And the rumor said he thought he was buying the Tower Bridge. The beautiful Tower Bridge. And then, according to the story, after they dismantled 伦敦大桥 and shipped the whole bricks and all the components into Arizona in a little tiny local town, that was not a very happy ending because they were shocked that they thought they bought the Tower Bridge and turned out to be the famous London Bridge, which is not what they imagined to be.
Oh no, they were disappointed.
They were disappointed, but actually they made very good use of it because they still reconstructed the London Bridge in a little town in Arizona. And then it served what it said they wanted to do because the wealthy person, he really wanted to promote the tourism and job opportunities by putting this 伦敦大桥 in the middle of the nowhere.
Mm.
And then he served the purpose and people started visiting and the economy was actually supported by showing off London Bridge, 伦敦大桥 in Arizona.
伦敦大桥. I think almost the misunderstanding meant it's a better story now.
I think so. It's a sweet story. And then also the intention of the local wealthy person, actually that was very noble. So he actually managed to achieve what he wanted. 伦敦大桥.
伦敦大桥.
Okay, so that's it today. We have bridge, 桥,
桥,
big bridge, 大桥,
大桥
small bridge, 小桥
小桥
suspension bridge, 吊桥
吊桥
London bridge, 伦敦大桥
伦敦大桥
and long bridge, 长桥
长桥
Thank you so much, Ellie. You are a great student. Good luck with your study in Taipei.
谢谢，再见。
再见。